हरे कृष्ण, थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर गिविंग अस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू स्पीक हियर. सो टुडे वी आर टोल्ड टू स्पीक ऑन श्रील प्रभुपाद, समथिंग अबाउट श्रील प्रभुपाद, बट आई एम सो अनफॉर्चुनेट फेलो, आई कुड नॉट सी प्रभुपाद physically. When he was present, I could not see him, though I was there, but I did not go to see him. That is my really bad luck. Anyway, Prabhupada Ji Maharaj is very merciful. He gave place in his family and he accepted us as a member of his family. So therefore, we are very, very grateful to Prabhupada Ji Maharaj. So Prabhupada Ji Maharaj, he was always giving stress on Krishna consciousness, Krishna Chaitanya. How to develop Krishna consciousness? That was his goal of his life. So in third canto Bhagavatam, he spoke about how the Krishna consciousness is the best type of yoga. If someone is accepting Krishna consciousness and practicing Krishna consciousness, then he is a real yogi. Nowadays, many are interested to go for a yoga. Especially, we can see in India also, many are following this yogis, different yogis. Very famous now, Ramdev Baba is big yogi and others are following him. So this yoga is actually not helpful in this Kali Yuga. In this age of Kali, we cannot get any help by this yoga, Ashtanga Yoga. So the yoga means what? One should meditate on the Supreme Person of Godhead, Narayana, Chaturbhuja Narayana, 400 form, Narayana in his heart. The Narayana is remaining in Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Dham. And Narayana is the Vilasamurti of Bhagavan Krishna. Krishna's opulent form is Narayana. So to meditate on Narayana, one has to go for yoga. And if someone will do yoga, then he has to first thing he has to practice the sense control. He has to control his senses so that he can go for yoga. Without controlling senses, one cannot do yoga. So therefore, it is not that easy to control the senses and practice the yoga. One must become very pure and remain in a very secluded place and meditate upon Narayana. So, but nowadays, this Krishna consciousness spread everywhere in the world. And the people are accepting this Krishna consciousness very nicely. And Prabhupada Ji Maharaj saying that is the best type of yoga. There is no other yoga like Krishna consciousness. And Bhagavan Krishna, he is complete in all types of yoga. He is also complete having this Ashtanga Yoga. So all the yoga siddhi Bhagavan Krishna is having. So therefore, Krishna is called Yogeshwara. He is a Yogeshwara. So, how one should meditate on Krishna, how to keep our mind at the lotus feet of Krishna for 24 hours? Yoga means one should be connected 24 hours with Krishna. That is yoga. Yoga. Sanyoga or yoga. So how one can, 24 hours one can keep his mind at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna. So therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj, he said that one should follow Krishna consciousness. By Krishna consciousness, one can fix his mind at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna. Srimad Bhagavad Gita also speaking about yoga system. And nowadays, in Western country, many people are also following this yoga process. But are they able to control their senses? They are not able to control their senses. Unless one will control his senses, he cannot practice yoga. So therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj saying that first one should control his mind and body and senses, then he should meditate on Narayana form of Bhagavan. So this is yoga. And yoga's final achievement by yoga, what is that? That is samadhi. Samadhi means one must always remain with the Supreme Lord. That is samadhi. One is always think about Supreme Lord. That is samadhi. And if someone is following this Krishna consciousness and always engaged in Krishna seva, then he is in samadhi. So he is a real yogi. That Prabhupada Maharaj is saying. So how one can control his senses? Unless he will control his tongue, he cannot control other senses. It is very difficult to control other senses. So therefore, first one has to control his tongue. How to control this tongue? One has to give prasadam to tongue and one should chant the name of Krishna by this tongue so that one can control his tongue and he can control other senses very easily. So one should not allow the tongue to eat anything nonsense. Better we should eat prasadam, which is offered to Krishna. That is the way by which one can move towards a real yoga. And in Bhagavad Gita, we'll find 5,000 years before, 5,000 years ago, Bhagavan Krishna said to Arjuna to practice yoga. But Arjuna knew that this is not so easy. 5,000 years before, Arjuna knew that it is not so easy to practice yoga. Therefore he said, I cannot do this. But how, in this age of Kali, we can practice yoga? Therefore Prabhupada Maharaj said, better one should try to be engaged in Krishna consciousness, Krishna seva. The nowadays the yoga means health exercise. Somebody is doing health exercise in the name of yoga, but that is not the real yoga. The real yoga means one should think Krishna, see Krishna, meditate on Krishna on his heart. As a Narayana form. In Narayana form, one should see Krishna in his heart. That is the yoga. So, it is said, it will take long time to get perfection in yoga. It will take long time. But we don't have that much longevity to practice yoga. And also, it is difficult to concentrate our mind. Our mind is flickering, going here and there. To concentrate mind on Narayana form, it is also not so easy. Bhagavan Krishna is present in the heart of everyone as Paramatma. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hrudaye Tishtati Arjuna. He is remaining everyone's heart as Paramatma. Not only he is remaining every jiva's heart, but also he is present in all the atoms and all the objects. So, there is no any object where Krishna's appearance is not there. So, it is said that Bhagavan is present everywhere, and also he is present in every jiva's heart as Paramatma. Atma means jivatma. Every jiva's atma is atma. Paramatma remaining every jiva's atma. So Paramatma is atma, and Paramatma both are persons. Some they are meditating on void. Sunyavadi. Sunyavadi, they are meditating on the impersonal form, sunya. But that is not correct thing, that one should meditate on sunya. Because Bhagavan is having his form, nice form. So we should meditate on Bhagavan's nice form, beautiful form, not that sunya. So therefore he said, sunyavadi. And also, Paramatma, because he is remaining every jiva's heart, so he knows what the jiva is going to do in future, now what he is doing, and what he has done. Bhuta, bhavishya, atita, past, present, and future. Everything he knows. But we do not know, as Atma does not know about what will be happened in future. Atma cannot say this thing. What happened in past also, he cannot say. Long past, what happened, he cannot say it. But Paramatma, he knows everything about the Atma. The jiva actually wants to enjoy this material world. That is the tendency of jiva. That is the tendency of jivatma, that whatever is there in this material world, he will enjoy it. Therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj saying, this Bhagavan is giving always instruction to jiva, just give up all your attachment. Sarva dharman parityajya, mam ekam saranam braja, ahamkam sarva papebhyo mukhya swami mahasuch. That is the very confidential and last instruction given by Bhagavan Krishna to Arjuna. Give up everything and surrender unto me. I will destroy all your sinful reactions. And don't have any fear. So, if someone is surrendering at the lotus feet of Krishna, then he will have very blissful life. Because Bhagavan Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha. And if we are surrendered to him, serving him, then we can also get Sat Chit Ananda. We can remain in a very blissful state. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, that is the last conclusion. So, in Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita, it is said about Yoga Siddhi, perfection of yoga. It is also said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, if someone is constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness, he is the best type of yogi. So now question comes, what is Krishna consciousness? So Prabhupada Maharaj saying, the way Atma is remaining in the body as a conscious being, similarly Paramatma also remaining everywhere as a supreme conscious being, parama chetana. Chetana, parama chetana. Consciousness, conscious being and supreme conscious being. And Atma is having limited consciousness, but Paramatma is having unlimited consciousness. My body is limited body, therefore I can understand what is happening in my body. But others' body, what is happening, I cannot know this. But as Paramatma, he can know what is happening to others' body. So, because Paramatma is remaining everyone's heart, so he is witnessing what a Atma is doing. So, in Upanishad, it is said that dva suparno sajajo sakhaya. Dva suparna sajaja sakhaya samanam brukham parisasajate tayo anna pipalam swaduati anna snana anna abhirchakhasiti. A Mundaka Upanishad saying, the Lord and living entities are compared to two birds sitting in a tree, while the illusioned living entity eats the fruits of the material world. The Lord, the best friend, witnesses these activities. Simply, he is witnessing what is the activities. As a Sakhi, Sakhi bird, this witness bird, friend. So, when Paramatma is witnessing that Jiva is enjoying the material world or is eating the fruits of the tree, that time Paramatma is not becoming happy. He is not becoming happy. So when a Jivatma will give up his enjoyment and come to serve Krishna, that time Paramatma becomes happy and he makes all arrangements. So full Krishna consciousness, those who are having, they will act according to Krishna's desire. Those who are having full Krishna consciousness, they will act according to desire of Krishna. So, beginning of Krishna consciousness, we should follow a guru. Guru is transparent medium. Through transparent medium, we can see Krishna. So, any instructions we'll get through Guru. Krishna gives instructions through Guru. So when a person gets training, enough training, remaining at the lotus feet of Guru or following submissively Gurudev with all faith and with love of Krishna, that time, his bhakti becomes very strong. He becomes steady. He becomes very fixed in bhakti path. So, Gurudev is the representative of Bhagavan Krishna. Bona fide representative. So, a jiva can get all types of instruction, directions from his Gurudev. From the heart, the Chaita Guru is instructing. And outside, Gurudev is instructing. So one is getting instruction from Guru, Chaita Guru and Guru. So both. So therefore, Gurudev is really, Paramatma is Gurudev. Paramatma is manifesting as Gurudev. and giving us all instruction. So, the jiva should know Krishna from core of his heart. Jiva should know Krishna. And he can get the direction from Bhagavan Krishna from his heart. Within heart, Bhagavan is sitting there. So when one will get the instruction from Bhagavan from the heart, then he can act in Krishna consciousness. So what is the Krishna consciousness? Because time is short, we will speak what I heard from my Gurudev in America, Berkeley Temple. One time he said this thing, that Prabhupada Maharaj, he gave this name of the society, Krishna Consciousness, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Then Srila Gurudev asked, why Prabhupada gave this name, Krishna Consciousness? What is the meaning of this Krishna Consciousness? Why Prabhupada gave this name? Then Gurudev said that there are five levels of consciousness. Shrunken consciousness, first covered consciousness, then shrunken consciousness, then budding consciousness, and blooming consciousness, then full blooming consciousness. The covered consciousness, in the covered consciousness, the trees, creepers, mountains, they are remaining in covered consciousness. And the animals, birds, all the insects, they are remaining in shrunken consciousness. From budding consciousness to full blooming consciousness, the human beings are remaining. So, according to consciousness, they are said in the Shastram, Jalaja Navalakhyani Stavara Lakhyaming Sati Krumayo Rudra Sankhyaka Pakhinam Dasalakhyakam Trisalakhyani Pasava Chatulakhyani Manava. Jalaja Navalakhyani, 900,000 of aquatic animals. Stavara Lakhyavinsati. Stavara means those who cannot move, immovable one. They are 2 million types. Krumayo Rudra Sankhaka. These worms and insects are Rudra Sankhaka. 1,100,000 numbers. Then Pakhinam Dasalakhyakam. The birds are 1 million types. Trinsalakhyani Pasava, 3 million animals, 3 million types of animals, and Chatulakhyani Manava, 400,000 human beings. So human beings, their number is very tiny. And these human beings, they can remain in this budding to blooming and blooming to full blooming consciousness. The full blooming consciousness is Krishna consciousness. The human being who are remaining full blooming consciousness, they are really remaining in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, our Gurudev said that the human being, those who are remaining full consciousness, Krishna consciousness, full blooming consciousness, they can become the devotee of Krishna. They can serve Krishna with all happiness. But those who are not having that full blooming consciousness, they cannot come to Krishna, they cannot serve Krishna nicely. This is the consciousness, about consciousness, Gurudev said distinction. So therefore, there was Ashtanga Yoga system. In earlier time, 5,000 years ago, the Ashtanga Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, meditation, it was very difficult, for which Arjuna said, I cannot do this, I cannot follow this. And this is the degraded age. Kali Yuga is the degraded, very degraded age. How one can practice this yoga in this age of Kali? The people, they don't have so much self-realization in this age of Kali. Thus, when the people are not able to understand about themselves, so how they can practice yoga? If someone will practice yoga, he will get so many obstacles in this lifetime. Therefore, the real yoga, the real perfection of yoga is to practice Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave teaching in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. One must follow Srimad Bhagavad Gita and one must follow Srimad Bhagavatam. Very easy way one can practice the high class type of yoga. Bhagavan's name is very sweet and very useful. Therefore, Mahaprabhu came and Mahaprabhu said, you should practice chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, 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 Gati Ramyata. There is no other way left for us. No other way, no other way. Three times said. Why three times it is said? There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Only Harinam, only Harinam, only Harinam. Because in this age of Kali, karma, jnana, yoga cannot help us. We cannot get all perfection in the karma, jnana, following karma, jnana, yoga. Only Harinam. Therefore Mahaprabhu said, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, this Harinam is the best type of yoga in this Kali, age of Kali. Nothing can be done in this age of Kali, and no result also one will get unless he will come to Krishna consciousness and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So anyone wants to get success in yoga system, then he has to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, everyone should be instructed to chant Hare Krishna. Come to Krishna consciousness and chant Hare Krishna. Follow Krishna consciousness and chant Hare Krishna. This is a real bhakti yoga. The best type of bhakti yoga is to chant the name of Krishna. And by that, chanting the name of Krishna, one can engage himself in loving services unto the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna. So, prema-mayi seva. By prema-mayi seva, one will develop his loving relationship with Krishna. So, generally, the yoga needs sense control, control of senses. So, the senses will be controlled if someone will chant Hare Krishna and follow bhakti yoga. He will render services unto Krishna, so automatically his senses will be controlled. And this is the best process. When one's senses will be very pure, then he will never go to do any abominable activities. So no one can artificially control his senses. If he will engage his senses in Krishna seva, then automatically senses will be controlled. Husikena husikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tatparatana nirmalam husikena husikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. So one's husika means these senses. If one is using all of his senses for the pleasure of the husikesa, the master of the senses, then one will get the best type of bhakti, and by that bhakti, one will develop loving relationship with Krishna, and he will get Krishna prem, love of Krishna, very easily. So therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj said that we should go for Krishna consciousness and chant Hare Krishna, and engage in seva to Krishna, so that one can develop his loving relationship with Krishna. This yoga paddhati, this system of yoga, which was earlier people were practicing, that cannot be possible in this age of Kali. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai. Si si Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Si si Sitaram Lakhman Bhakta Hanuman Ji ki jai. Si si Gonitai ki jai. Jagannath Balda Subhadra Devi ki jai. Jai Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.